Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's a radio station.
That is a radio station, and we're with you online as well. And there's going to be a few small changes with our show coming up in the near future.
Wow.
Wow. Mostly, we've decided to do a few updates as far as the show title. We're going to update that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we come back to you, I guess beginning of July, we are going to be changing our name to Game Changers.
Yeah.
Because we want to make some changes.
Okay.
Yes. So, video games have been happening. We talked about a whole bunch of new releases last week, and
Well, not new releases. We talked about the PlayStation 5 previews.
Previews.
Yeah, they're not. Well, they're not.
They're not released. Out yet. No, nope. They're not released yet.
And they're not going to be coming out soon either.
Oh, you're right. We're going to have to wait until like beginning of 2021.
Yeah.
But you'll be proud of me because I did actually finish another game.
Yeah.
I am almost on track for my one game a month.
Yeah.
So I beat Shadow of the Tomb Raider. It took me 3 weeks to do it, but I did it. And it was a fun game. I liked it. I'm still not as good as the first one. Still not as shiny. And it was a Tomb Raider game.
It was so glitchy. Actually.
Actually, you did watch me beat the final boss, and I've got some pretty good screenshots of me T-posing to assert my dominance on
the mooks. You tried to kill somebody, and you did, but then you hovered above him in a T-pose, and it glitched out your game, and you had to restart.
Yeah.
That is what happened in this game, and I don't know when this game came out, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
And I will say, there's been like quite a bit of other just sort of like performance issue glitchy things that happen.
Yeah, but that was the most the one I've got proof on. Yeah, and then I almost went through some stairs in the final boss stage, which you're not supposed to be able to go through the stairs.
Probably not.
But bottom line is the game is now done, and now I can move on to something else.
Wipe your hands of it.
I can finally be done. I'm still not done Persona, but I had to put that down.
Yeah.
I'll get there. But that cleared up some time for me to pick up the Pokemon DLC.
Yes.
So
Isle of Sword, Shield.
Isle of Armor.
Oh, whatever. Isle of a thing in Pokemon.
So, in Isle of Armor, you go to a separate isle and you adopt a new Pokemon called Kubfu.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cute.
It is cute. It's a little bear.
And they've released a bunch of new Pokemon. Well, the old.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think they're
reintroduced.
New.
No, they're not new, but they've brought back some of the old ones on this new island that you can go catch.
And we have, like, region specifics again, sort of thing. So, same as Alolan, Raichu, Alolan,
Vulpix, Sandshrew,
et cetera.
Yeah. Now we've got a new Slowpoke, which is
He's fast. Yeah, that's the difference is now he's fast.
So, he's very cute, though. He's got, like, a yellow tail and a yellow spot on his head, and he ends up evolving into a poison type.
Oh,
which is, yeah. And he was very tough to beat, but I'm not spoiling anything, because this happens within the first 20 minutes of the game. Okay. So.
Yeah, that you meet a new Snowpoke.
Slowpoke.
Jeez.
So, I am nowhere near done that because there are some other challenges and I don't want to give too much away, but I am having fun. I like the new rival and I like Kubfu. He's very cute.
Yeah. I do believe that's our legendary Pokemon as well, I believe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And you do get one of the other original starters, so you get to choose between a Squirtle and a Bulbasaur.
Right, because you do get Charmander?
You get Charmander at the end of the So it's a Pokemon game. The only complaint I have about this is it is exceedingly easy. I have no way of turning off the experience share.
Oh, interesting. You can't even like put it in your box.
I can't do that.
Yeah,
so
sell it.
Everything that I have levels up past level 50 real easy.
Yeah.
And that kind of takes away from the challenge of the game. Well, like, you get one or two hard-ish battles, but they're kind of...
It is a Pokemon game, right?
I miss the difficulty of the original few, where you didn't have the experience all, or you had the option of turning it off.
Yeah, I guess that's why, like, people do, like, the Nuzlocke runs, right? Like, things to make the game more difficult in general, so...
So, at some point, I may have to just Nuzlocke and make the game challenging for myself in some way or another. But for now, it's a Pokemon game. I am getting my fix right now, and I'm happy about that.
It looks nice. It's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Pokemon.
It's a shiny Pokemon game.
It's a shiny Pokemon game. So...
Well, the other one that was announced, because Pokemon Snap was also announced.
Oh, right. Oh, geez. Yeah. You're right. Because we were talking about this only a couple weeks ago, how much we wish to have a Pokemon Snap game.
I think it was a thing. It's a thing around most people that they're like, you know what would be great? Pokemon Snap. We've been saying this since, like, the Wii U, though.
We have. Well,
because the Wii U was a pretty good option for that with the Wii U gamepad. Like, that would have been smart. Like, there was a Fatal Frame game that used it, like, a camera.
That. Yeah. That would have been great to have a Pokemon Snap game.
I think the Switch will be fine. I think there'll probably also be maybe a phone aspect as well. Like, even that you might be able to do an AR thing, like Pokemon Go-esque kind of thing with taking photos. That would be smart, right? Like, it would be really smart to do that. And they've already linked it with the Pokemon games, right?
Right, and you can take pictures of Pokemon in Pokemon Go, so there should be no reason why they can't...
sort of transport that to even, I don't know what you would do, but maybe you get extra points or something, right? Like, you get outside the game, sort of, you're taking pictures. But yeah, Pokemon Snap's coming back. Looks beautiful. Same sort of rail track thing. It looks slower, which is neat, but...
I think it might have the adjustable speed. Like, didn't you, in Pokemon Snap, you had to earn enough points to get the faster speed, did you not?
Yes, you could speed up because you were going through the levels multiple times. But I would say even going slower just will be easier to take photos. But it looks really cool. Like, they're going to add a bunch of Pokemon. I wonder if it's something where they continuously add things and sort of update it to maybe different levels, like DLC. Like, Pokemon Snap is, like, a very chill game. It's visually very fun. Like, you get to look at Pokemon, you get to take pictures of Pokemon, right?
That was the whole point, is just...
And at the time, that was sort of the Pokemon game. Like, I believe there was Pokemon Stadium, but, you know, Pokemon Stadium, I personally didn't really enjoy that. This was more you could interact, quote-unquote, with the Pokemon, right?
Yeah, and it was sort of... Hey, You Pikachu came out at the same time, and that was pretty much your other option for a non-aggressive Pokemon game.
But Hey, You Pikachu, I think, didn't do well because it was a little broken.
Just a little bit, because voice recognition was very lacking at that time.
Yeah, you know, like, you have to be like, yeah, it was cool, and you tried your best, but, yeah, the technology wasn't there, and I don't know if it's still there, to be honest, like, in terms of really effect, like, doing it perfect, like a one-for-one, like, you say jump and the character jumps or something.
You know what? They may be able to attempt it now because we have smartphone technology like Siri, Alexa, and Bixby.
That's true, actually. They would just have to implement it. I would assume those, like, those kind of smart people, I don't know, what are they? Technology, AI, things that talk to you. Anyway, but I would assume they have a lot of tech behind them versus something like a video game, which does have a lot of tech, but not very specifically, like, they spent, like, $40 million on the voice analyzing tech, right? Like, that's, yeah. Anyway,
like, that just makes me think of Seaman as well, which I want to check out, which was a Dreamcast game that we've been watching a bit of lately. Yeah,
it's weird.
It's so, so weird. So we, been playing Pokemon and Tomb Raider and watching, some information about a game you're going to tell us about because...
I'm mad about it. I'm angry.
Okay, we had started off anticipating this game because we loved the original.
Well, and here's the thing. Last week we were going to talk about it. We just forgot, and I'm kind of happy we forgot because I was going to praise this game. And I'm very happy that we didn't and I forgot about it so that I could not praise it now. Because I'm pretty, like, I'm just kind of very upset about it. Like, it's not good. So, The game I'm talking about is The Last of Us Part 2. Came out on Friday. And it has definitely got mixed reviews. It's, yeah, not great. Like, here's the thing. I'm not going to play it. And that's just, like, I'm not going to play it.
That's fine.
There's a bunch of reasons why. Primarily, like, and I will go into it. Like, I will say, we're going to be talking sort of about, I'm not going to spoil things. I'm not going to touch on, like, extreme points in this. Like, I'm not going to give away the ending. I'm not going to give away big plot points. I'm going to talk sort of about the story broadly, which, so, like, prepare for that, as well as I'm going to be, like, there is going to be talk about homophobia, transphobia, and violence, and, like, violence towards women.
It's unfortunate that this is what we have to talk about this game that we've been waiting for.
Well, and here's the thing. I was wary of this game in the first place when I found out that Ellie was going to be, like, they were going to make Ellie a lesbian character that you could play. The reason why is because there's this thing called barrier gays. It's a trope where you have a gay character and the gay character gets killed. And that's very common. Less so now, but it's still a thing in media. So I was wary of playing the game because I was like, I don't really want to see a lesbian character die. That's not a fun thing for me to watch.
We should be well beyond that as far as storytelling goes.
Well, and once again, stuff like that is for shock value. It's not for any, like, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So I was very hesitant towards this game just because of that. Also, you should always sort of be wary when there is a hardcore embargo on the information that is placed. So reviewers can't review it until they literally get it, like, day of. Or no information is released about it until day of. And there are things that, you know, people like myself would have loved to have known. Once again, I didn't purchase this game because I was wary of it, but I know a bunch of people who did sort of purchase it. And I'm a little worried just because I can feel like there's stuff in this game that will hurt people. And this game is sort of, like, I think I mentioned it before that the director talked about how the first game was about love, and this game is about hate. And I think that is very correct. Like, basically, this game is not meant to make you feel anything but bad. Like, there's no redemption. There's no sort of rhyme or reason for what happens in this game. There are reasons, for sure, but they're, like, nothing comes of it. Nothing, like, nobody benefits. This is just a game about, like, it's a game about revenge and, like, and it doesn't even have something to say about it being, like, unsatisfactory sort of thing. Like, it just, I feel like the game is very unnecessary. Like, there's sort of almost no...
Is it, like, violence for the sake of violence?
Yes, this is, like, so this is a game that uses, like, exploitative violence. Like, this is a game that even sort of the development is seeped in violence, as in, like, they had to watch violent, like, things that people shouldn't watch, you know, real things that people shouldn't watch to make this game more realistic. And at a certain point, I don't know what the point of that is, especially, like, I do, like, video games, you know, they aren't reality. I understand that. But, like, all media affects reality, you know, like, there's a reason why people think that Bugs Bunny or that rabbits eat carrots, you know, because we see Bugs Bunny. You know, there's things that we have seen that affect us, even though they're very untrue. Like, rabbits aren't supposed to eat carrots. Like, that's just...
It's candy
for them. Yeah, they can have, like, one. A rabbit can have a carrot as a treat. But, yeah, it's just... And stuff like this makes me worried because this is the kind of representation that, you know, lesbians are given. Not to mention there's also a trans man in this. And I didn't really know. I sort of knew an inkling that there was a trans character. I didn't realize what would happen to him. So once again, I'm not going to give away spoilers, but there is in the game, basically you come across, there's Ellie's group. There's a cult I think they're called the Seraphites or the Scars. And then there's another group, and that's the other main character who you also play. She's a part of that. So the Scars and Seraphites, they are the trans man characters from this, and the reason he is leaving there is because they're very focused on, you know, fertility and child rearing and childbearing. And so to put that in the scope with a trans man is gross. Like, it's not something that trans people need to see, trans masked people need to, like, experience, and especially because this character is, like, not treated well. This character is dead named, which is using the name that, like, they don't use, like, the name that was chosen for them and they don't identify with. And these are just things that are, like, things you don't do if you want to say you have good representation, right? Like, here's the thing. This game has also been praised for its representation. And I wouldn't maybe go as hard on it if these things weren't so, like, here's the thing. This is representation for Shurzies. Yeah, cool. But it is not the representation that, like, queer people want. I can tell you that for sure. And I would say, in terms of this game, it wasn't what people wanted in general. Like, I can tell you, like, people are mad at it for a variety of reasons. I'm mad at it, quote unquote, mad. Whatever. Disappointed? Maybe?
You could be both.
Yeah, whatever. Like, and once again, I do want to preface this, like, I did start in hard, but I want to preface this by saying, if you like this game and you want to play this game, oh my god, fine, please play it. Like, you're allowed to. This is my humble opinion. These are things that I see and things that I can connect the dots to and be like, this isn't great for the trans community, for Shurzies, in terms of representation of characters that I would be like, oh yeah, great, I identify with that, you know, wow. I feel represented in this video game where, like, you know, everybody is sort of very upset and murdered, and there's just, like, there's not a lot of redemption in this game, and one thing I do feel is, like, this game is not appropriate for the time period, this time.
Yeah, definitely,
like,
not.
Maybe it could have been released any time in one of those 7 years that it was going to be released. But they chose a very poor time to release something like this. And it's just sort of, main reason being is it is a huge Debbie Downer. Like, once again, this game doesn't have a lot of redemption in it in terms of the story. Like, and that's the thing that people really liked about The Last of Us, the first one, was that the story was very strong.
The Last of Us Part 1 was great. I loved playing that game, even though it scared me because of the hookers.
And it's very scary. Or, you know, like, it has scary parts. I think the gameplay is fun. Like, in general, I liked the first Last of Us. But, you know, in hindsight, I can sort of see things. Like, even in terms of, like, I'll state the fact, like, here's what I just sort of thought about in the DLC of the first Last of Us. So, the DLC where it explains how Ellie got bit for the first time. I wouldn't say she's her girlfriend, but Ellie's girlfriend is a black girl, and she dies. And we sort of never see her again, or really hear about her again. And that's just sort of something to keep in mind that, you know, it's not the representation that people want. Like, who wants to see a black queer character die? Not me.
Not me.
So it's just sort of like, you know, time and place for things. Once again, this game maybe in a year, or maybe 2 years ago would have been okay. You know, like, I use that term loosely. I don't think the content, like, I still would have been not very happy with what it is, but at the time, this is not a game that anybody needs, you know, it's just sort of, and it's just like, once they turn the lesbian character into a monster, and that's very upsetting. Like, who wants to go through 15 hours of that to see a character that they love, you know, turn into something for no reason other than, you know, it's in the plot, right? And it doesn't really make sense character-wise.
They could have given us all the heartfeltness and improved on representation with more of Last of Us 1 and made it more of a hopeful story. Instead, they went completely...
I just don't understand, like, once again. And then there's also things surrounding, like, the fact that this game was produced under, like, extreme crunch. You know, there's a lot around this that it's just sort of like, in general, this situation isn't good. And then the game you made is sort of like, you know, I don't want to play something. Like, I'm not going to spend my sweet $80 on a game where, like, the lesbian is very sad at the end. Right? Like, and there's no redemption for her. Pretty much. Like, once again, I've seen the ending. I've seen through most of it. Big plot points. I know what happens. I'm not going to play this game because it's, once again, it's like 15 hours where I get to see like a character that I enjoy be turned into something that I'm just like, wow, unrecognizable.
In this day and age, an embargo, I'm going to point this out, is not meant to hide plot twists. We all know, like, they had leaked some storyline before.
Well, here's
an embargo
thing.
Should not be hiding a plot twist. This tells us that they are aware of the problems in this game and don't want it being leaked any further.
Yes.
They know they did bad if they're telling people you cannot tell the world about this game.
I will say there is also some stuff with sort of the director getting mad at reviewers over this game. And that also is sort of a sign that it's like that, you know, he definitely needs to take a step back because people are 100% allowed to feel how they feel about this game, whether it's they love it, whether it's they're disappointed in it. Like, that's just the thing. Like, you're allowed to feel how you feel about this game. I am just pointing out things to you that I personally think are not great. And I'm like, wow, I wish this was better because once again, I like The Last of Us. I like Ellie as a character a lot. The new character I think is fine. I would say a lot of it's interesting because I think a lot of the hate for her comes from the fact that people think that she's a trans woman. Which obviously, like, and the reason people, you know, think that is because she's a muscly woman like that. And I'm pretty sure, like, the other character that you play in this game, her name's Abby. I'm pretty sure she is a cis woman, but because people are transphobic and, you know, gross, they are hating on this character especially. And I'm not going to say it's 100%. Like, I'm not going to generalize because people will get mad like that. But there are a lot of people who dislike Abby because they think she's a trans woman, which is really bad. Like, that's not a good reason. You can dislike her because her character because she does stuff. Like, there's legit reasons to dislike her. But that assumption is obviously it's transphobic and gross. And that's a big one I have seen being pushed. And it's just not like, I'm like, there are other way better reasons to be mad about this game or be upset about this game or be like, this game sucks for this reason. But it's not because you think the character's a trans woman because that is gross.
You gotta pick some better reasons.
Well, I'm just like, yeah, because like, that's, yeah, they're it's transphobic. It's just like, it's... So once again, there are valid criticisms for this game. There are 100% invalid criticisms for this game. I'm just disappointed because the thing we were going to talk about last week was accessibility, because this game is apparently the most accessible game ever, which for me, I'm really excited about. That was a thing I was very excited to talk about the accessibility in this game. And that's why I was like, I'm thankful we waited, because I would have been like, wow, people should check this game out because of the accessibility. Now I'm going to be like, no, that's not worth it. You cannot sort of, you know, give one minority a boost and dump on another one. That's just sort of not how it works, right? Like, and the other thing is, obviously, there are trans people who use the accessibility options, and there are gay people or queer people who use the accessibility options. So, you know, there's intersectionality, you know, that fun word. But yeah, it's just, and I do think the accessibility in this game is great.
It's fantastic. It's really cool to see what they've done in terms of people who have poor, like, vision.
Yeah, different abilities, exactly. Even you're allowed to zoom in on the screen, like on the touchpad, you can use it as a zoom in. You can change the colors of almost, like, every sort of character to be sort of more, like, recognized or highlighty sort of thing.
Yeah, you can highlight enemies, you can highlight your allies, you can highlight objects, it's...
There's sound cues for certain things. Like, it's very, like, once again, I was excited about this because I was like, I love me some accessibility video games. Video games should be for everybody. Everybody should be able to play them without, you know, wacky problems. But once again, you cannot uplift one, like, group of people and then, like, actively dump on another one.
That's just not how this is supposed to
work. No, no. So, and once again, there's intersections of people who overlap both those groups. So, you know, what are you saying to those people? It's just, yeah, it's upsetting because, once again, I want to like this game. I want to enjoy it. There are things about it that are like, yeah, those tick the boxes of everything I like and that I will just, I will watch this because, you know, it is that specific. But... there are things about it that are just like, wow, they also tick off those boxes of things I will never watch because, you know, they're just that... the other thing is, like, I don't want to hurt myself by watching something that could potentially just upset me for, like, because I get to watch, like, you know, a lesbian beat up somebody to death, right? Like, I don't really want to watch that happen. Also, no, wait. The reason actually... here's actually the reason why I hate this game and I won't ever play it. There's a dog named Alice, Alice gets killed.
Oh.
So that's the only reason why. You know, scratch everything what I said before. This is the only reason why I'm after this game. Because they singled me out. They singled me out. No. But I'm just saying, like, there are things about this game that are just unpleasant. And I'm not someone who is not, like, I like games that are dark. I like games that are sad and hopeless. I love Dark Souls. That game is not a happy game. Bloodborne, these are sad games. These are games about hopelessness and sort of...
these are desolate games.
Yeah, but there are things about them that are sort of, like, so beautiful and the story is so well told and so interesting that, you know, obviously, like, there are things that leave you sort of more interested than hopeless or just utterly, you know, devastated at the end, right? Where you're like, oh, I played through this and now I'm just upset for a week, right? And once again, you're allowed to like The Last of Us Part 2. Please understand. You're allowed to love it. You're allowed to whatever.
But as always, we do give the warning, be critical of what you're playing and watching.
That's all. That's all. That's all. Like, just be like, just think about it for 2 seconds when you're playing and you're like, huh, I wonder why this is like this. And you know, like, maybe put it in the back of your mind for laters. That's all. Like, you're, once again, you're allowed to like this game, you're allowed to love it, you're allowed to hate it, you're allowed to not have ever played it or have heard or not know what we're talking about.
We'll never be the end-all, be-all of your opinions on games.
Well, that's just not how it works for anybody, right? Like, yeah. So, I wanted to get it out there because I'm like, I'm upset about this and I do feel that people should be given some sort of heads up. Especially if you were considering buying this and maybe you're a queer person who is like, wow, that sounds pretty yikes to me. Especially, once again, this is not a 2 hour game. I'll say it's probably 20 hours.
This is a time investment game.
And once again, how much do you want to spend being sad? That's the thing. And some people
and
are
not
like,
healthy sad either.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And some people are like, yeah, sign me up. So in the end, Pokemon Snap is coming out.
Pokemon Snap is coming out, and you know what? We'll get Demon Souls when it comes out.
No, we won't. Why not? Because that will be so hard, and I will... okay, you can play it.
I will try. Okay. We'll have to invest in a new controller as well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. We will come back to you next week with our new game changer's name.
Yes.
Yes. And, yeah. Keep slacking.
Or does it keep changing now?
No, we're going to keep the slacking because, okay, you know what? We can't change everything about ourselves. We can still be tired and we can still have time to ourselves to slack off.
Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.